Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, the Senate voted in a tie, so the vice president broke it, and now we've got the big, brutal bill to contend with back in the House of Representatives. So our agenda, for those that care about working people in good faith in this country, is to kill the bill and then hold every single Republican in the Senate and the House who voted for it accountable and vote them out in 2026. I've got a great guest to help us understand the ramifications for the middle-class folks everywhere, but especially here in Wisconsin. She's a Wisconsinite herself. Her name is Kristen Crowell. She's the executive director of Fair Share America, and she's been on quite the bus tour. Welcome to the show, Kristen.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we've got the approval of the big brutal bill in the Senate, but it's got to go back to the House. So we still have an opportunity to call up our representatives and say no to, frankly, taxpayer-supported handouts for the billionaire class. What should people be doing and thinking about in this moment?
Well, you're absolutely right. This is not a done deal. We are watching exactly how hard it is for the Republicans to muster enough votes. They had, when it was in the House floor the first time, there was a one vote margin, passed by one vote. Then it went to the Senate, ended in a tie. Vice President had to step in to do his minder's bidding and do the bidding of Donald Trump, so got it over the finish line. And there are members, there are Republican senators, Murkowski in particular, yes, that voted yes, but also said, this is terrible for the American people, and we hope this is not the final bill. So it goes back to the House. So it is all hands on deck to do everything we possibly can to register our opposition and to push as hard as possible, because we only need a handful of Republican House members at this point to just stand with their constituents and grow a spine and stand up to the president and deny him the victory and frankly protect us from another handout to the billionaire class.
The thing that seems so perplexing to me and that I think is so concerning is, one, just the sheer scale of what we're looking at. This is the by far the largest budget blows to the middle class in American history of working, yes, people that still are living on a razor's edge, right? Yes. And that's the conceit here, if you will. Oh, if you work hard, you'll be okay. That's the social contract. And yet so many people are working hard and they're not okay. This will make them worse. And it is unbelievably unpopular nationwide. I think the sort of sane washing of some of this, the way media talks about it, this is not popular. America, every poll, whether you're talking Fox or Quinnipiac or Marquette poll, when the actual details of this are presented to people, it's overwhelmingly unpopular for both Republicans and Democrats. So why in the hell are Republicans lining up to support this when they know it will cause harm? I don't believe the lies that they're peddling to themselves. Is it because they fear Donald Trump and the MAGA movement? Is that what we're looking at?
I think that is the main question that sane, rational people are asking. Like, how much greed will satisfy the billionaire class? I mean, we're talking about the top 0.01% are going to walk out of this deal with $250,000.
If I have
$100 million, what's $250,000? Like, what does it matter? You cannot spend that much money in a lifetime. So it's perplexing. But I should just underscore, this is the most egregious, horrible, mind-blowing piece of legislation ever, like ever even conceptualized in the history of the country. And there is mass pushback happening on the ground. The polling, what we're seeing on the ground all across the country, and I've been really fortunate to be on a national bus tour, Stop the Billionaire giveaway. We kicked off 11 days ago in New York, and we're going all the way to California. We were in La Crosse this morning. Yesterday, we were in Racine and Oshkosh. And what we are seeing on the ground is that there is an outrage that is coming from both sides of the aisle. This is not just a bunch of lefty Democrats getting real pissed off at the Republicans. This is something like I've never seen before. We have farmers coming out to tell their story. We have small business owners that are like, this is not about business and the economy. This will blow a massive hole in the economy. This is damaging. This is damaging. Obviously, the big headlines are, you know, 16 to 17 million people will lose their healthcare coverage. Another 4 million people may, you know, will lose their food assistance. And Maggie, you're exactly right. We are already stretched to the brink. People are living paycheck to paycheck. 60% of the country right now has about $600 in their checking account. And I don't think they have any idea what that's like to have to make choices between what am I going to pay this week? Am I going to pay the electricity bill? Are we going to get enough money for groceries? Can I make my car payment? It's just mind-blowing.
To put that into context, just for Wisconsinites, close to 100,000 Wisconsinites will lose their healthcare coverage because of the giveaways to the billionaires and mega corporations. So thank you, Tony Weed. Thank you, Derek Van Orten. Thank you to every single Republican in the congressional delegation from the state of Wisconsin. And oh, I left out you, Ron Johnson, who swore up and down that you wouldn't tolerate these increases to the deficit. And yet you lined up as well. 100,000 will lose healthcare coverage, nearly 100,000 in Wisconsin, nearly 150,000 will lose their emergency food assistance, and we're going to lose about 2,700 jobs. Now, here's the kicker that just blows my mind, Kristen, is that two-thirds of these job losses, people getting sicker and dying sooner and going hungrier, are happening in the GOP congressional districts. Right. They're running for the hills. If this was some signature piece of I'm so proud of legislation, they'd be showing up at the town halls. How do people make it clear that they need their representatives to actually represent their interests as opposed to the billionaire class? What should folks do?
Well, I mean, this morning in La Crosse, there were about 120 of us that went to Congressman Van Orden's office, banging on the door, just saying, can we have a conversation? Can we meet with you? This was before the Senate ultimately passed it, but it was right in those few hours. They won't even open the door. So there's no rational advice to give to voters other than keep turning out, keep letting the records show we don't stand for this. And it's why we're on the bus tour. We are trying to say, there are real people behind these spreadsheets. This isn't just a shell game that you can pass, in Washington behind closed doors. We are real people. We exist. And that if you take this final vote and you vote against us, we're drawing a line in the sand. You're either with us or with the billionaire class. And there will be hell to pay if you side against your own constituents and throw us off healthcare and throw us into a catastrophic economic situation. People are really angry, and, you know, underestimate us at your own peril. Yes. Is the message I would say, because they're so out of touch, which is with what is happening in their own districts.
Right. And Kristen, you're, to your point, there is a record being made of this for all time, not just for the end of the week, not just when we're barbecuing a couple of days over the 4th of July, forever, right? And when we go to the polls on November 3rd of 2026, we're going to remember that as well. Let me ask you also about timing on this. So it's back in the House now. Again, your wonderful bus tour, getting people animated about this from Wisconsin across the country. Talk to us about the hour that we've got right now to continue that advocacy. When is the vote coming up, do you think, in the House of Representatives? Difficult to know. I know Mike Johnson's still looking for his votes, right? So we don't know exactly how that's going to play out. What's your best prediction about how much time we have to do this incredibly important advocacy?
I mean, today is Tuesday, right? Still?
Right.
I think they're looking to bring this to a vote before the 4th of July.
That's what the president wants, right? He wants this. Yep.
They want to have their victory lap. I think it's going to be much harder than they expect to actually pull this off before the 4th of July. But then again, we woke up this morning, we huddled with our folks who are on the Hill in D.C. all night, and we did not expect them to get the vote pulled off by noon today. So it is anyone's guess. There is a clock. We've seen Speaker Johnson take things to the floor before they have things buttoned up to force. You know, people want to go home. Yeah. There are a bunch of whiny, entitled people in Congress, and they want to go home. So my hunch is we're going to see something sooner rather than later. But I think it's going to be really hard to cobble together mm-hmm. all of the votes, given especially what Republicans, you know, I talked about Murkowski. Senator Tillis also said this is going Correct. To decimate states. This is going to throw hundreds of thousands of people off. So you don't have to listen to me.
Right,
you don't have
right.
to listen to Democrats. Listen to what the own Republicans who are inside those meetings are saying. This is a disaster.
We actually have that sound from Senator Tom yeah. Tillis. It's cut six. Let's take a listen.
Mr. President, I come today to explain my vote yesterday for voting against the motion to proceed on this bill. What do I tell 663,000 people in 2 years or 3 years when President Trump breaks his promise by pushing them off of Medicaid because the funding's not there anymore, guys? When the White House, senators advising the president, are not telling him that the effect of this bill is to break a promise. And you know the last time I saw a promise broken around health care? With respect to my friends on the other side of the aisle, it's when somebody said, if you like your health care, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. We found out that wasn't true. That made me the second Republican Speaker of the House since the Civil War, ladies and gentlemen, because we betrayed the promise to the American people. Now, Republicans are about to make a mistake on health care and betraying a promise. It is inescapable.
I mean, that is just the bottom line. The president has lied and lied some more. He is enforcing MAGA discipline. Every single elected official on Capitol Hill that votes against the big brutal bill, they know they'll be primaried. But guess what? That's the job that you signed up for. No one's entitled to hold right. those seats in perpetuity. You damn well better stand up for your constituents.
That's right. I mean, I think the other interesting thing, like it's fascinating to me to see Musk also tweeting that if you yes. vote for them, right. he's going to primary them. Right. So like maybe just vote with your constituents and stop listening to your daddy minders with their big checkbooks of which check should I pay attention to? Maybe pay attention to your voters and the people in your communities, and then you have a better chance of continuing to do your job.
Going home, like right? Yep. Going home and I look in the mirror and saying, "This, what's right to do here? I represent these constituents. I represent the American people. We need some health care. We need some education, right? We need all these kinds of things to support our economy. $3.3 trillion in a deficit. That can't be a good thing. I'm not the economist that you and Maggie are, but even I know that that's not a good thing.
Folks, big thanks to Kristen Crowell doing the hard work out there on the bus, coast to coast. She's the executive director of Fair Share America. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, Kristen, and we'll see you on the bus tour. Folks, keep it locked for some final thoughts with Jim and I when we return right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.